Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Commitment is that you are able to get out there and call in and talk on as many radio stations as possible. It's right about 200 right now. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
And for those that listened last week, there's a lot of stations that only carry us on Saturday evenings or Sunday evenings or both or, you know, any variety thereof. We've got weeknight affiliates. We've got weekend affiliates. And I bet you heard a completely different show than the normal. Captain, what was it like last weekend?
Oh, my gosh. It was, well, the thing I missed the most was just being able to take calls.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to call this show Free Talk Live without callers, so.
It does sound rather hollow.
We did our best. We had, you know, probably, I think we had three hosts every night. Just to make sure that we had a variety of, you know, personalities and people bringing in different stories and that kind of a thing to keep things rolling.
2 weeks ago, on Tuesday of the week before last, the Federal Bureau of Investigations busted into the studio and destroyed things, maliciously pulled wires out and basically just took us off the air. And
the terrorists attack.
Yeah,
as I like
it was
to call
the raid that could have been a telephone call, and not a surprise. They seem to wander through here whenever they darned well feel like it. And heck, if you're not going to file civil lawsuits against them for it, why wouldn't they? So they did it, and we're trying to put things back together. Our main host Ian Freeman, who if you've listened to the show very often, you certainly are familiar with him.
Oh yes,
yeah. He is in the pokey right now, and I don't know when he's going to get out. Honestly, his lawyer's asking for bail, but haven't gotten it yet.
And the judge said she would make her decision expeditiously. I did sit in on the bail hearing via Zoom, which had roughly 60 people attending.
Yeah,
I'm assuming most of them were within our community. There was, of course, a bunch of, you know, agents and that kind of a thing, but I think that something like 30 of them were from our community.
Yeah. So there's that was 8 days ago. The expeditiousness has gone on for 8 days and presumably will go on for Saturday, you know, Sunday.
Yep.
It's not unlikely that she's going to send out an order on Sunday. And so, you know, we'll wait to see what happens next week. I don't know what I don't know what the factors are on all these things. I'm just trying to keep a radio show going. So
indeed. And it's good to have you back, Mark.
Thank you.
I feel like, you know, I was the guy, you know, bailing the boat, the water out of the boat, paddling towards shore.
Yes.
You know, just sort of, you know, keeping things from sinking completely. And, you know, of course, Arya's return was very helpful, as Ian had trained her up for specifically, you know, an instance like this. If something ever happened to the studio,
yep,
she could put it back together, so to speak. So she's been key, and also Michael has been key as well. And so now we're basically functioning, at least with the live show, as we were prior to the terrorist attack on the studio.
Yeah, we were. I think as far as I can tell, we're at 100% today.
There's a couple of things behind the scenes that are still not quite up to date. Some of the podcasts are missing from the freetalklive.com archives, things like that. Okay. I'm working on posting the backlog of those up so that folks who only go to that site can catch up. If folks do need to catch up, you can go get all of the episodes at soundcloud.com/freetalklive. soundcloud.com/freetalklive. If you've missed any episodes, they're there. Also, I realize that folks don't have, you know, 3 hours to listen to every episode that they
might
have missed.
The podcast, the 3-hour radio show is 2-hour podcast.
Right.
But, yeah, anyway.
But the, Riley Blake does the digest version, and those are also available at SoundCloud.
That's true. The digests are great. If you want to keep up on Free Talk Live, a listener, Riley Blake, does a great job of just condensing down the things that he didn't like. You know, he just tosses them out and makes about a 30 to 45 minutes.
It's usually a half hour thereabouts, and it's the highlight reel.
Yeah, and I think that's so awesome. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jet calling in from the Western United States. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to ask a simple question and then kind of go off on about a 30-second comment. And that question is, what organization uses this phrase, give us your monies or we will hurt you?
Well, none of them say that, but only the state does that.
The mafia?
Well, no.
Well, yeah, that's true. The mafia would do that too. Yeah.
Yes.
Anybody running a protection racket?
Yes.
That's why these people should not be referred to anything but the federal mafia. The fact is that last week you guys were raided by several of Joe Biden's gangs, we'll call them, the FNBI, for example, because they claim that you are an unlicensed money transmitter.
Yeah, and what's a license? It's when the government takes your right away and then sells it back to you.
Yeah.
Yes, that means that you didn't give him money. That's what it means.
They didn't get their cut.
And plain. Didn't get their cut. So they decided they're going to come in and teach you a lesson and help you understand that you are their little bee and slave. And if you, unless you give them money, you're not going to be able to do what you need to do. So this is why they are nothing but common mafia street gangs. More commonly, you might want to say, because you like to use the word terrorist, you could say domestic terrorist, because that's what they are. And let's see.
One of the things I think of when you say mafia is that it's sort of ethnic specific. You know, the mafia is kind of, Italy is the first thing I can think of when you say that. But I kind of like the term, I mean, mob is another term that is a little more generic.
Yeah.
You know, if you talk about different places.
Cartels?
Well, remember the fellow that got jailed. Remember the fellow that got jailed a long time ago for writing a book called The Federal Mafia?
No.
What the heck was his name?
Is it Jim Bell?
No. He died in prison. Because the...
Orange Schiff?
He was telling them... Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Schiff. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is these mafia thugs are just other humans. They're not special, as you said the other day. They're not sent by God, especially they're not sent by God. And to those who have been deceived that they might have been sent by God, I am a dedicated disciple of the Christ, and I can dispute and refute everything theologically or factually, biblically, and claim that these are not God's ministers. And his messengers, they're nothing but thugs that want to take away your guns, for example, because they want to keep you in perpetual slavery. That's really all I had. I just wanted to start that out.
Let me ask you that. I think we're all familiar with the phrase in the verse in Romans where it says that, God has put these people above us and blah, blah, blah. I can't remember exactly what it says, but something
like that. It doesn't say that. It says, let every soul be subject to the higher powers. And I ask people, so who's your higher power? And here's the logic that can defeat it every time. You draw a circle, and inside that circle you put every soul, because that's what it says. The key word is every soul is inside the... Now show me where the higher power is. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is the higher power all of us, then?
It's either all of us or none of us. That's outside that circle, because every soul, of course, as we know, is a sinner, you know, none are righteous.
But doesn't it say something to the effect of he's placed these, you know, I mean, that he's placed these politicians and bureaucrats above us? I mean, there's nothing like that? I don't have the verse sitting in front of me.
I can walk you through Romans 13 and show you every discrepancy that these people. And the reason that some of these, a lot of these pastors will teach you this crap is because they themselves have become part of the state.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
We'll be right back.
you are muted. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's not called Mark Talk Live. Or is it?
Says who? No, you can prove that. You can belie that statement by simply calling in at 603-283-6160. And I'd encourage you to get your phone out and get ready to take the number down so that the next time I give it, you've got it. And it's just put in on your phone under Free Talk Live. And that way you don't have to record it again. 603-283-6160.
I tell people to grab a crayon and write it on the fridge.
It's not a bad idea.
A chisel, make a stone tablet.
Indeed. Right. You gotta have it saved somehow.
I just wanted to say, as a follow-up to the previous caller, Jet, some thoughts on higher power. I believe everybody should make that decision themselves individually. And why do I say that? Because, well, there's a whole bunch of different religions in the world, and there's going to be new religions invented the longer humanity stays alive and on the planet Earth, as evidenced by some newer religions that have, you know, come to light in my lifetime. I can think of one that became a major religion, which is Scientology, and I know that they're sort of the laughingstock of religions, but they are considered a religion nonetheless. Now, I am not a Scientologist in any way, shape, or form. I know people who are, but any, you know, your decision about a higher power should be yours individually. And so, therefore, all your other decisions should also be yours individually. And if you're going to be making decisions individually, then you are the highest authority over yourself. No other man should have any claim to be able to force you to do anything without your consent.
Yeah, and I think that it's... So Tolstoy, the guy who wrote War and Peace.
Leo.
Yeah. Little Leo. He also wrote a rambling theological text called The Kingdom of God is Within You. And it's probably more accurately his notes, you know, than to call it a book.
Okay.
But it is not as long as War and Peace, but long. And not particularly coherent in the form of a book, but coherent in the form of chapters, I think, is probably the best way. And his message has been reiterated many times throughout the centuries. It's Christian message, basically, that, look, your relationship with God is your relationship with God, and there's nobody who should be any kind of intercessor. You know, Jesus is, Christ in his case, as we're using from Christ. Christ is your intercessor, and that anybody else who tries to get in the middle of that is what, an antichrist, right? And this holds true with the state. The state is constantly trying to hold itself above God. And yes. I think that there's a very interesting point that I love when I talk to some Christians about this stuff, that God only ever asked for 10%. And any government that asks you for more than 9.9 is an antichrist. And that's all I'm saying, right?
When did God ask for 10%?
That's tithing.
Well, okay, I know what tithing is, but did God actually ask for that?
Not exactly.
Okay, so I know for a fact that the modern version of the state came out of religion. Religion, in fact, was the first state, right? They claimed to have control over people, all that kind of a thing, and so, you know, they had all these rules and everything, and you can see it. It's very similar. There's so many parallels between the state and religion. It's ridiculous. They have these ridiculous rituals. They have people that dress up in costumes. They have a faith, right? You have to believe in the state in order for it to exist. It's a human construct. It's only in your mind. You can't have a physical state.
No. Right. They've got buildings, but they're not. But the state,
right.
The state doesn't exist.
So to me, statism is a religion, and in fact, it's probably the largest religion on the face of the planet. And you know, a lot of people are in denial that they belong to that religion.
People certainly believe in it, and they act as though it can do no wrong.
Right.
For instance, with the FBI raid on this studio, people will be like, "Well, why are you doing something wrong?" Well, maybe the people calling themselves the Federal Bureau of Investigations made a mistake and shouldn't have come in here and done what they did. But nobody says that. Nobody will say that because basically the government or the people that call themselves the government are looked at like a force of nature.
Yes.
As though they simply cannot be controlled and are not responsible for their actions. You don't shake your fist at the wind in a hurricane. If you do, you're just a crazy person.
Old man yells at cloud.
So, anyway, there's lots of people who have lots of different opinions on the concept of the state and religion and all that sort of thing.
Yep.
Coming to the Fork Fest. And if you want to come to Fork Fest, it's a camping festival in New Hampshire in late June, early July. All you have to do is come hang out with us, because we're going to be there at this party, as many of us who aren't in jail. So the party is in the White Mountains, New Hampshire, at a place called Rogers Campground. All you have to do is go to forkfest.party. That's a website, forkfest.party. Fork is in the thing you eat with. Forkfest.party, and come hang out with us. There's no rules. You do what you want.
Come party with the captain and Mark.
Yeah. So there you go. No itinerary. Nobody's in charge. Forkfest.party. Let's go to the phones. We've got Chris calling in from Texas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Captain. I just wanted to take a few minutes. I've been a long-time listener of Free Talk Live for nearly a decade.
Awesome.
And the idea that Free Talk Live is not a church is just preposterous. I mean, you guys, Free Talk Live and your hosts have been ministering to me for, as I mentioned, nearly a decade with the ideas of peace, love, and liberty, and mutual cooperation among humans. And if that's not a church, and if that's not ministering to people, I just don't know what else is. So I wanted to take a moment and just thank you both and all of your co-hosts and all the co-hosts of the past who have been a part of this show. And also really just take a moment to direct my attention to you listeners who may not have participated yet in donating to assist either the folks that are currently in jail or, you know, rebuilding the FTL studios. Now is the time.
Yeah, Chris, just to be clear, we collected plenty of money to rebuild the studios, and I want to thank everybody who has, including you. I know you've donated recently, and, you know, we have to redirect funds from the rebuild into the
defense fund.
The defense fund, yeah, that's what it's called.
Legal defense.
Legal defense fund, because, you know, the lawyers are a hole in which money can just be thrown into, and the more money you got, the better lawyers you get kind of situation. So that's what we're working on now. We want all of the Crypto Six. And remember, the government claims to be protecting the LGBT community. Biden and Harris, you know, they're all about that. They threw a trans woman in jail, our co-host Aria, and the threat is that she's going to go to a male prison. So, you know, square that circle. Don't forget the grandma, Colleen, who got arrested here for, what, selling Bitcoin to people.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. And, you can go to thecrypto6.com. That's the crypto and six is a numeral.
Actually, it can be.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Children as young as 6 months could be getting COVID shots as early as next Tuesday after advisors for the FDA gave their complete backing. Here's Anna Matheson. She's the mom of a toddler.
I am relieved. I think it's a good thing. And I would be more relieved if we hadn't all had COVID and had COVID recently.
The FDA's advisory panel believes that the benefits of these vaccines outweigh any potential risks. According to data published Thursday by King's College of London, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is less likely than the Delta variant to cause what's known as long COVID.
In the first peer-reviewed study on long COVID risk and the Omicron variant, researchers said the odds of getting long COVID from Omicron were 20 to 50% less than with the Delta variant. This is USA Radio News. Witnesses at Thursday's public hearing of the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol rejected theories that former Vice President Mike Pence could have decided the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. The goal of the third hearing focused specifically on former President Trump's pressure on Pence to throw out the results of the voting. Ahead of the riots at the Capitol, Trump called on Pence not to certify the Electoral College results in favor of then-President-elect Joe Biden. According to Swedish research published Thursday, dementia risk doubles if a person has had at least two of these three diseases, type 2 diabetes, stroke, or heart disease. The study says cardiometabolic multimorbidity accelerates cognitive decline and increases the risk of both cognitive impairment and its conversion to dementia. The research findings are based on extracted data from the Swedish National Study on Aging and Caring. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
791-2055 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-791-2055. That's 1-800-791-2055. Again, 1-800-791-2055.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind.
Colin who?
Yeah. You think that's part of the Southern accent or not?
Colin.
Yeah, so Free Talk Live, we open up the phone lines and make it so that you can call in. Just to be clear, we're recorded in some markets, so that time is from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and almost every day of the year. Sometimes we're away at a convention and we're doing new shows that are recorded that day, but they're not live and you can't call in. So, you know, they're live to, what we call live to tape, which is just like tape.
Pre-recorded, but yet new content.
Yeah, it's new pre-recorded content. So, yeah, by all means, love to have you tonight. It's Saturday night and 7 to 10. That's the time frame. Eastern.
Yes.
So, I mean, it could be not 7 to 10 where you are.
It could be 4 until 7 West Coast time.
We're in Guam, so we're the morning show in Guam. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Check out liberty.menu. We've been asked for years to collect libertarian businesses in one place so that people who, you know, believe in these ideas can do business with businesses that share their ideals. Well, we did it. You go to liberty.menu, that's a website, liberty.menu, and you can advertise your business there for free. All you have to do is, you have to click on a little thing that says you believe in the non-aggression principle, and then you list your business, and then people can find your business because that's what they're looking for. It doesn't cost a thing because, well, not worth the trouble. Now, there are some upgrades you can do, but You can look and you can list and you can do all those things for free at liberty.menu. That's liberty.menu. Let's go to the phones. I got Alex calling in from South Carolina. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Yeah, I think there's unquestionably parallels between state and religion. If any, and I'm sure many of your listeners can recall the Holy Roman Empire.
Yes, which is neither holy nor Roman.
And I grew up here in South Carolina, born, raised Baptist, and I went to, and then as a Baptist, it was all fire and brimstone.
Yep.
God's
mad at you. He's going to punish you for all eternity.
Exactly. Then I went to a private Catholic high school, which is all about, you know, the idols and all this.
Yep.
And I never forget my religion, and I was a Catholic, it's changed, but all the teachers were nuns. Some of them were pretty good. They're nice. But my religious instructor was a nun. And once a week, she'd always ask, who in here, and she always surely knew, but who in here, raise your hand if you're not Catholic. So kind of like, you know, it's like something's kind of not right here. And, you know, I'm agnostic, just that you could say atheist. I'm agnostic because and I'm more for like the Big Bang and all that, and I don't know if you're familiar singularity theory with the Big Bang. But we're all agnostic that we really can't prove one thing or another.
Sure, you can't prove one thing or another. I think that one spiritual life goes on inside your own perception of the world, and I certainly wouldn't go knocking on people's doors about it.
Yeah, and here in the South, what I recall is I go to church. And Baptist church, go off the tangent about the war on drugs, but this, they're telling you the same thing to state, well, this is bad, this is good, this is bad, this is good. And it's really closely, you're close parallels with the state. And then getting out and going off, way off base here, but kind of like this whole war on drugs thing.
I don't think it's off base at all. I mean, the fundamentals of Christianity, as it was taught to me, was freedom of choice. Like, you simply cannot understand the concepts of sin and evil and good and the benefits of righteousness and all these things without understanding the opposite of it. And you have to. You have to be able to choose between it. A righteous man isn't righteous because he doesn't do wrong. He's righteous because he chooses not to do wrong. And there's a complete difference there. If you just keep a kid locked in a room and he can never sin, well, that's not sinlessness. That's imprisonment.
Right.
And so, you know, God was all about providing freedom of choice, and that's what this whole experience is about. So
but it doesn't require...
That's why I would say, and this is really important here, is that's why I would say that any religious person that votes for restrictions on vices and these sorts of things from the government, they want the government to limit this thing or that thing or the other thing, they don't understand freedom of choice and, God's role in that. That would be my contention.
And I just want to say that it doesn't require a religion for you to subscribe to a religion to be a righteous person.
It's true. Go ahead, Alex.
Yes, I completely agree. And I read Siddhartha by Ehrman Hesse, and I guess I'm segueing into this, right off base, and this whole the state, quickly, about I'm very, I guess, conservative in many ways, and I've heard people, they call it taking issue with the police and your stance on the police.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm very pro-police, but I will say this, and the same thing I feel about police, state, religion, it's, you're out of fear. I live a lot of my life, a lot of this is intimidating you, and a lot of times you're out and you're driving the road, and, you know, most people want to do good, but I think we have something where we're in the state, and the police too. It's out of fear. And people, we shouldn't be living our lives in fear. And this is what I think. And quickly, the Biden administration about these people who smoke, I don't do any drugs, at least not now, not anymore. But anyway, this Biden administration, hypocrisy that people who smoke pot and they're not giving them, let them go. They're not getting promotion. It's just the hypocrisy is just rank. I love your show. I'll get off and listen to your answer. Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Alex. So,
was there a question in there?
I don't know, but okay. I'm going to talk about. There's always a question. I've always got something to say. So regarding police, I wonder if when people hear me specifically, I can't control how anybody else talks on this radio show, and that's really important here. Is that people think that Free Talk Live provides a cohesive message? It doesn't. There's two people on the air here, and you, if you call in at 603-283-6160. If you call in, you don't suddenly become the radio program any more than I or the captain are, really. I mean, Captain and I don't agree on every issue.
No, we sure don't. On some issues, we do.
Some issues we agree on, some we don't. So if you hear from me an anti-cop message, it means to me that you're feeling defensive about police. What I think regarding police is that police are human beings. Human beings are either responsible for their actions or they're not. And when they're not held responsible for their actions, they will act in an irresponsible fashion. And that we have put way too much on cops, way too much as far as expectations go on police. And as a result, their power has grown, and people with power have, it's just shown. People with power, some of them are going to get corrupted by it.
It gets abused.
It's the way it is. And it's not because we're bad. It's because we're human. And that's what my contention would be, is that I want to see responsibility on for cops to do what they want. They have no more rights than I do. They collect rights, for instance. So in the sense that I have the right to physically defend myself against a bad guy, a cop has a right to physically defend me against a bad guy, because we have given, as a society, some of our rights over. However, I don't have.
Have we though?
Well, that's the notion.
Okay.
As it understands. I mean, I'm not arguing whether that occurred or not.
Okay.
Simply
all right.
that's what I'm told in civics class. And but I mean, I don't have a right to stop somebody from smoking a cigarette, or drinking a beer, or smoking a blunt, or doing a.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Toco at 800-897-9537. That's 800-897-9537. 800-897-9537.
Cancellation fee may apply, subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by WarranTech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Free Talk Live, call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. Yes, they do say in there somewhere.
Sorry, I'm ear drumming.
Thanks to, it's Rebel something. What is
Rebel
it?
Inc.
Rebel Inc.
I know, I couldn't remember their name the other day as well. One of our listeners actually pinged us in one of the chats that I didn't see until later and said Rebel Inc., and so I'm sorry that I forgot their name, so now I remember it's Rebel Inc.
Right, we used to have all kinds of metal going in and out because Ian likes that long-haired devil music. And
so do I. Come on. I did it for 20 years. Maybe more than that.
And he, so that's what he would have. But as the show got bigger, we weren't always on stations that had paid their ABSCAT BMI fees, so it became a problem.
Yep.
And then YouTube and, you know, all the shtick that went with it. So we simply had a band, let us use some of their stuff, and we've got a little signed up piece of paper, and everything's great.
Yep. If you ever need more of that, let me know, because, well, I can supply.
There you go. Let's go to the phones.
Before you do that real quick, yes? I just wanted to say my position on cops.
Okay.
And the police. I believe that the police force should be completely abolished and replaced by private security, period.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. I mean, I think that at one point they were kind of that, and we've actually got...
No, I don't think so.
Well, New York City took some interesting steps by eliminating qualified immunity, and I'm interested in seeing what that experiment's going to look like.
Yes.
Before we go on, I do want to thank RV Chris for being a gold amplifier. If you want to do as RV Chris has done and become an amplifier and support the show, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. If you support the idea of freedom of speech where people can call in and talk about whatever they want to talk about, well, by all means, go to amp.freetalklive.com.
Thanks, RV Chris.
And on that note, I didn't get this person's name, but she's calling in from Aberdeen. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I discovered you about a year ago.
Okay.
I've been listening ever since, off and on. I'm not always able to catch every broadcast, but what you do is you speak truth to power. And, critical thinking allows for, if you're critical also with yourself, you're going to face yourself in the mirror and go, hey, I guess I'm kind of a renegade. Well, I am. I was raised a critical thinker. My father and mother were critical thinkers. All of my siblings are critical thinkers. And since when does freedom of speech get broken into on the air by the FBI. I was stunned.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed.
Well,
what in the hell is going on? And furthermore, I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk over you, but this is to be said. Is this the first time this has happened currently? As far as I'm concerned, the door was thrown open at your station while you were on the air. This is history-making right now. This begins it, doesn't it? Where other stations will get broken into, just like happened over in Europe.
Yeah.
Fascism is what we're looking at. Fascism.
These thoughts will probably
be visiting me at my front door, and I don't care if they do.
These thoughts have flashed through my mind this in the last couple of weeks too. I have to, you know, I want to keep a even keel, but I mean, I understand where you're coming from. Boy, do I!
I can't disagree with her. I know that I have surmised many times on this particular radio program that the United States of America, as far as the government is concerned, is what is known as a closing government or a closing society. I don't like using the term closing society because society is people. There's a difference between society and government. But we are certainly on the downside. You know, we had peak United States, and now we're on the other side of it. You know, if you follow the history of Rome and map that against the history of the United States, you'll find a whole bunch of parallels, and those parallels indicate what I'm saying, which is the government is on its way out.
I have been watching assiduously a friend, my oldest friend, 65 years, we've known each other, and I've been watching assiduously for about the past 15 years and tracking all of it. And it's clear the way we're headed, and people need to be concerned. They need to really tear off the blinders and realize this kind of thing. Okay, they opened the door at your place. And how much more are we going to have? How many times? And then are we going to get used to that, too?
Yeah.
And ignore it?
Well, what's the Reverend Martin Niemöller poem? Is first they came for the... What was it? Who did they come for first? I don't remember. First they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I said nothing. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I said nothing. Then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew, so I said nothing. And then, I think it's the Jews were first, by the way. And then they came for me, and there's no one left to speak up for me, is the old saying. And I do think Free Talk Live is a bit of a canary in a coal mine. What was your name? I didn't get it when I wrote down.
It's Kirsten.
Okay, Kirsten.
Name.
I have a
you guys
question,
keep
Kirsten.
It up and don't keep it up and don't give up. Don't
Before you go,
away.
Kirsten, my son's 13 years old, and I want to make sure I'm raising him to be a critical thinker. How do I do that?
Oh my God! How do I explain this?
I know it's not the easiest thing. I mean, I thought, and what I do is I try to use logic to break down problems in front of him in a verbal way. So I'll say, well, let's look at the problem and let's break it down as into its component parts, and then let's try to rebuild a solution, and I try to get him involved in it, and that's the best I've got for building critical thinking skills, because school certainly doesn't do it.
No, they don't.
Okay, well, here is what my dad said to me. God bless him. I love you, Andy, wherever you are. I asked him what it was, and he looked up at me. He was a constant reader, a constant scholar. He was brilliant and no college, taught himself. He looked up at me with his glasses at the end of his nose, and he said, honey, question everything.
Yeah.
I went, what? He said, question everything. Everything. Try it. Go after. Study. Dig. Go deep. Don't just go surface level. And he said, somewhere in there, your own intuition's going to come into play as well. Trust your gut, in other words. So I looked at him. I looked right back at him. And I said, does that mean you too? And he kind of stammered. He says, well, yes.
It does mean that. It absolutely does mean that. Kirsten, thank you for the call. I've really enjoyed it and appreciate it. I hope you call in again soon.
It brings me a lot of joy to have somebody like Kirsten call in to this program. Sometimes folks will, you know, I mean, it's us. We're here 7 nights a week doing this kind of thing. So, you know, I'm glad that other folks are seeing They're picking up what we're laying down is really what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's probably headed up, picked up long before we ever did.
Agreed.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Scott calling in from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Mark and Captain. I've had my differences with Ian in the past, but I'll tell you one thing. I hope the FBI is listening. He's a gentleman, a scholar. I don't know the man. I never met him, but I know from he's not violent. He doesn't have a violent bone in his body.
He sure doesn't.
The only reason FBI, Federal Bureau of Intimidation, if you hear this, and my name's Scott, maybe you want to knock on my door too. You know, you're going after someone because you're persecuting him because you do not agree with his ideology. Committing a crime is one thing. So what it is you are a Bolshevik communist organization that wants to terrorize freedom of speech. Look it up in the Constitution if you haven't burned it yet. The First Amendment to the United States Constitution guarantees freedom of speech. But you don't want to stop there. You want to also go after our Second Amendment rights. Ian is not only talks the talk, he walks the walk. I'm a coward. Remember I told you I wasn't going to pay my taxes. I had to knuckle under to the Internal Revenue Service, another terrorist organization, which is the brother of the FBI, because my financial advisor said if I did not pay it, they would just shut off all my money. But unlike Ian is doing time, and he's a very courageous man, and he does not deserve what he's getting. But I will tell you one thing, and I hope Ian's listening or somebody can relate it. This country is evil. It's an evil, and I'm going to use it, and I know Ian wouldn't agree with me. When Zionist occupied
yes, government, certainly would
what I mean
you.
By that, what I mean by that is when you've got George Soros, when you've got the New York Times, when you've got the Federal Bureau of
Scott, one thing I'd say about that is I know what acts you like to grind. There wasn't a single international Jew that busted in to the Free Talk Live studios.
That I'm aware of.
I don't know what an international Jew is, by the way. I have no idea. It just sounds like, you know.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.